Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. You know, have you ever felt like life is spiraling out of control, or that you're being pressured to be perfect in everything you do? And this is especially true if you're in the ministry in some form or fashion. I mean, God forbid you should ever be anything but perfect, right? It seems like people today are putting unnecessary pressure on themselves to live a life of perfection. Then when they don't live up to that perfect image, well, they feel like they failed, and failed in life, failed in business, failed in marriage. You get the picture. Well, my guest today is just like you, Corinda Dion. She lived like this for many years as a former pastor's wife and an entrepreneur. After two failed marriages and business relationships, Corinda stopped pointing the finger outward and pointed inward. She confronted her own imperfections, lack of self-love and trust. Only when she was Corinda was she able to live a full and fruitful life. Now she's a licensed minister, a contributing writer to Grace and Glory magazine, the founder and organizer of PHS, which stands for Prospering Healthy Souls, which is a Christian-centered group for professional women. And through this group, she helps women in fostering prosperity through wisdom, healing, and strategy for both personal and professional growth. Corinda is also the published author of free books. The latest is titled Perfect Patty Messed Up Devotional, which we'll be discussing today. She's a professional speaker and takes her message of impact all across the world as she's determined to be an undeniable voice and calls herself an agent of change. Please help me welcome to the program, Corinda Dion. Corinda, it is such a blessing to have you on the program today.
Oh, goodness, Pastor Robert. What a wonderful introduction. I'm so happy to be here and to share with you today.
Amen. Now, the first question I always ask, other than that brief information I just shared, can you tell us in your own words, who is Corinda Dion?
Oh, gosh. You know, Corinda Dion is a woman who has a heart for the Lord and who wants to share that love of Christ with other people.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And from your bio, I guess it would be safe to say that your life hasn't always been one of sunshine and roses, right?
It has not. Absolutely, Pastor Robert. It has not always been sunshine and roses. But, you know, one of the things that I've always known, that has always stuck with me, has been in my heart, been in my spirit, is that Jesus loves me. And that knowing has helped me to recenter, recalibrate, and to not lose hope.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
At what point in your life did you realize that you had to start taking care of you?
Yeah. You know, growing up, I was bullied in school, and I always had this feeling that, you know, I had to go over and beyond to gain friendships and relationships. And so I always felt like I had to bargain or settle for less or prove myself to other people. And it started at a very young age. And, you know, sometimes you don't realize that even those seeds at a very young age, if you don't recognize it, it will continue to grow and grow and grow. And you'll begin to see that same cycle in other areas of your life as an adult. Yeah. And, you know, Pastor Robert, I was tired of going through those same cycles, those same familiar cycles of relationships and of friendships. And I said, you know what? Sometimes we think, oh, it's the other person, but I need to take a good look at Corinda. And, you know, when you go through certain things in life, it definitely should give you a perspective on what needs to change, yeah. Right? What needs to change? And so I had to really deal with those areas and issues of not feeling that I measured up or not feeling that I was enough because of those things that I went through at a very young age.
Yeah, Amen.
Yeah.
And why do you identify yourself as a change agent? What does that mean?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I love it. I love it. You know, I am all about change. You know, I tell people, I go beyond feeling to mindset. You know, feeling and emotion is fine. I'm not saying to dismiss it. I'm not saying to ignore it. But I am saying to see substantial and sustainable growth in your life. It has to go beyond feeling. And so what my purpose in life is to challenge women to go beyond feeling to mindset, to really think about what you do, why you do, and who you're doing it for. And so it's very, very important. John Maxwell, Pastor Robert, says that if growth is expected, change is essential. And I am a firm believer of that. Change is not your enemy. Change is truly a benefit for you, for your life. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Why do you believe that some people are so hesitant to embrace change?
Mm-hmm. I believe some people are hesitant to embrace change because they see it as either failure or it's too much of the unknown. You know, it's when you're comfortable in a place and when you're comfortable even in your routines and how you do things, that's easy, right? But with that, you can become stagnant. And change challenges you. Even the slightest change, it challenges your mental capacity. It challenges your ability to perform, to do, to respond, and to act. And so I think at times people are hesitant is because they feel like, oh my gosh, I don't have that sense of feeling of security. I don't have that sense of control. And so, you know, it makes them hesitant to move forward. But change is so beautiful, Pastor Robert, because it, you know, it gives you the opportunity to put your faith in Christ, your trust in Christ, and in His Word. Yeah, absolutely.
Amen. Yeah. As you go through the process of helping your clients, what is one of the major misconceptions you found that that people have concerning change?
Yeah. So one of the misconceptions that people have concerning change is that, you know, they see it as, you know, this big shift, and they don't look at the layers of growth. You know, it's as if they're in a shock, or they feel like this is too much for me. This is too much for me. And what they need to understand is that change is layered, and there are times in which you have to see even the strategy in change. Change does not mean that you are a failure. Change does not mean that you're too late for something. Change opens the door to strategy. Amen. And sometimes people see it as a step back or a hindrance. And it really can catapult you to the next level.
Amen. Yeah. I know I've talked to some people that, you know, they were going through some issues and they felt like, well, once I get through this, then I'll do such and such, you know, and have you found that to be true as well? I mean, why do some people find it so hard to embrace change, especially when they know they have to change, you know, until they get through whatever it is they're trying to experience at the moment?
Yeah, that's true, Pastor Robert. And one of the things that I do when I talk about change, I really break it down letter by letter. And so, you know, sometimes it can be, is it a lack of clarity? You know, are you hesitant because there's chaos going on, or, you know, you don't have a sense of clarity? Is it because you're lacking hope? Do you need to, refill yourself with that spirit of hope so that you don't faint even, while doing good, right? And then, Amen. You also need to have someone that will keep you accountable, right? Is it difficult for you to embrace change because no one is holding your feet to the fire, right? Mm. No one is loving you enough to challenge you to go higher or deeper or broader. And so who's holding you accountable? And then also, when you think about change, you have to be negotiable. Again, understand strategy. It's not that it's a negative thing, but sometimes you have to maybe give up a little. You may have to give more, but whatever it is the give and take. Be negotiable and understand that it's producing a strategy to help prepare you. And then, are you hesitant of change because you're lacking an intimate relationship with God, right? The G stands for God, Amen. Right? You have to have that relationship with Him. It is going to be very difficult, right, to truly embrace change if you do not have an intimate relationship with the Lord. And that Amen. Is Him actively being a part of your life, Him actively, guiding you, leading you, and giving you direction. And then the last one I want to talk about is the E in change. And are you hesitant of embracing change because you're lacking execution, right? You're just out there, right? But what is the plan and how have you prepared yourself as best as you can? Not saying that it's about perfection, not at all, but how have you prepared yourself in the best way possible to embrace change? So it could fall in various category of types, but we really have to understand what it is that's hindering you from embracing change.
Amen. And I guess the important thing is don't hesitate, just do it.
Yes. Right? Yes. Don't hesitate. Do not hesitate. Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely.
Amen. If the Lord puts something on your heart that this is what you need to do, that's the direction you need to point and go.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you know what's also very important, Pastor Robert, is that even as you're going through change, even as you are embracing change, God is still working in your life. God's hand, His purpose, His plan is still working Amen. In your life. And so don't see change as, I'm out here by myself or, it's just me, myself, and I. No, even when you are embracing change or you are at the point where I have to, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Understand that God is with you. Amen. He is with you even in that period of embracing change. Absolutely. Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Well, tell us about your book, Perfect Patty Messed Up Devotional. What is this book about?
Oh, good old Perfect Patty. Yeah. Pastor Robert, I truly was Perfect Patty. I felt like the more I was perfect in doing things, that would give me more, I would get more friends from that, or I would have a better life, and lifestyle, because, I am perfecting and I'm perfect in everything that I do. But Perfect Patty Messed Up, it's a 40-day inspirational devotional for women who need to truly understand that we will make mistakes. But with God, we're able to move forward with ease. Right? We're able to move forward gracefully. And so in this book, I am helping women to understand that you're going to mess up. We mess up, we miss the mark. But when you learn from your mistakes, you're still able to move forward gracefully. You're still able to accomplish great things. And you can do that.
Amen. So when someone picks up this book, what are they going to find?
Yeah. So when someone picks up this book, they're going to find a daily devotional for 40 days. And they're going to find, a very real life situation, and they're going to have questions and answers. It's almost like a journal in a way. I mean, it allows you space to be transparent, because one thing that Perfect Patty struggles with is transparency. She feels that transparency is a weakness. And so this book challenges those who struggle with perfection or having to be perfect to be transparent, to break down those walls and those barriers so you can heal, right? Because Perfect Patty on the outside, she's beautiful, she's popular, she's educated, she's well-versed, you know, but she's hurting. Right? She is really, really hurting. And so the book really helps women to heal from that hurt.
Amen. So is it like day one, you have to do this, and day two, you have to do this? Or how does that work?
Not necessarily in that order, but it is laid out that it's a journey. So each day you will see a new layer or an unveiling or a discovery or an uncovering, you know, so to speak. So each day you'll find something beautiful, even in your imperfections.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. How could somebody get a copy of Perfect Patty Messed Up? Is it on Amazon?
Yes, yes, it is on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon.com, you can get a copy of the book. I'm actually working on a second edition of the book.
Really? Wow.
Yes. And so in this edition, I am really looking for women who are ready to share their story on how they messed up, and the lessons they've learned to move forward gracefully. So I'm looking for women to really share their stories as we do the second edition. So I'm super excited about that.
Amen. So they can reach out and contact you and like submit their story for consideration?
Absolutely. If they are ready to share and ready for other women to read in order to be healed, they can reach out to me. They can go to my website at CarindaDion.com, and they can get more information on how to contact me. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. What other services do you provide?
Oh, gosh. So other services that I provide are speaking services as a minister and a speaker. I love speaking at women's conferences, women's retreats. So I love doing that. I also have a workshop for businesses called Finding Joy. And, you know, I just feel strongly that going through all of these things that we're going through, even in the business sector, people need hope. People need joy. And so the Finding Joy Corporate Workshop is another service that I provide. And I also provide one-on-one services as well to women.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah. And it's all focused around helping them to change, right?
Focusing on helping them to change. Absolutely. In order to grow. Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. Well, Corinda, if someone has a question or wanted to reach out to you, how can they do that again? How can they get in touch with you?
Sure. Absolutely. Thank you for asking. So again, you can find more information on my website at CarindaDion.com. I'm also on all social media platforms. So you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook at CarindaDion, and YouTube at CarindaDion LLC. And you can also email me at admin@CarindaDion.com.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. I'll put links to this down in the show notes below. Folks, I know you know someone who can use Corinda's services. I mean, I also know that you or someone you know would be blessed by her new book, Perfect Patty Messed Up Devotional. Just go down to the show notes, click the links right there, get in touch with Corinda, invite her out to speak to your group or conference, get in touch online, access her services, and be sure to order her book, Perfect Patty Messed Up Devotional. In fact, as this goes to air, you know Christmas is right around the corner, and Perfect Patty Messed Up Devotion will make a great gift for someone you know. And Corinda, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to visit with us today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Pastor Robert. It was a pleasure.
Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Corinda Dion and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.